We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Back to Gresh and Keefe on WEEI.
We're going to get right back into your Red Sox talk coming up at the top of the hour. Game four of the American League Championship Series is tonight here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Nick Pivetta looks like he's going to be on the mound for the Red Sox.
Yes.
It'll be somebody. I guess it's going to be Greinke is going to start for Houston.
It is. It's going to be Nick Pivetta versus Zach Greinke. And if you heard that 5 years ago, you would not imagine that the advantage is in favor of the Red Sox tonight.
Pivetta, really?
Oh, yeah, dog.
You just snagged my line because you're exactly right. Hey, joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline, NBC Sports Peter King, brought to us by Zuti. Build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit Zuti.com for details. Peter, it's a good day for the Red Sox. Was not a great day for the New England Patriots on Sunday. And I know you wrote a lot in your Football Monday in America about the Dallas Cowboys. How do you put into context what we saw from the Patriots end of things?
I don't know. I thought it was encouraging for the Patriots.
Sorry, Peter. We're going to have to reconnect with you. You sound like you're on Jacoby Myers' phone from yesterday.
Gotcha.
It sounds very similar to that phone.
Yeah, in Peter's FMIA column, he had a lot on the Cowboys and came away very impressed.
Well, I mean, they're 5-1 after losing their opener, and they got Dak Prescott playing like an MVP.
It's Dak.
I really think
Dak made that impression. Yeah. And I know, Peter, you wrote about that a lot, putting in context what we saw on Sunday afternoon.
Look, in my opinion, if I were a Patriots fan, that game against Tampa Bay and the game against Dallas would both give me encouragement. A, that we got the right quarterback, and B, that it's a process and we're going to be okay. The Cowboys could be a Super Bowl team this year. It would be very, very unsurprising after watching them play the first 6 weeks of the season if they finally rekindle the Cowboys of the 90s memories. So I would not be discouraged at all if I were a Patriots follower, because I think both of those games show that they're not far away.
Peter, for 20 years, we look at the Patriots and just at the very least, they are well coached. After watching them now through six games, they give up another blocked punt. There was delay of game penalties, a player not knowing to go in motion, a player not knowing how to line up. Is this team well coached?
That's a great question. When you have so much turnover on the coaching side, and look, I look at a roster of their coaches now, and I've never heard of half of them. And a lot of them are just neophytes in the NFL business, really. So, you've got to think that part of this is a work in progress as well. But you're right, the uncharacteristic mistakes, and it's got to kill Bill Belichick to see the mistakes on special teams. You know, because that's where he made his bones early on in his career, and that I agree with you. This has been at times a team that looks poorly schooled in fundamentals, and Belichick has got to look at these. I mean, you read It's Better to Be Feared. You read the Seth Wickersham book, and one of the things that you realize when you read it is that he always has made life difficult on his coaches when things aren't going well. And, you know, from the times where he would say to them, we can't do anything. Where, you know, what can we do well as a football team? Nothing. And there's a lot that I bet when he walks into a room right now and has his staff meeting with his coaches that he's got to be miserable to work for on a lot of days.
Peter King of NBC Sports, the Football Morning in America column at Peter_King. Peter, this week you wrote about the top 12 quarterbacks in the NFL right now. Will Mac Jones be one of those guys if you're writing this column 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now? Is Mac Jones going to be a guy you think that will be perennially in that top 12, even if it's towards the bottom of the 12?
He's certainly got a chance to be. You know, that all depends on, you know, his developmental curve. Look, we are in, you know, I've covered the NFL for 38 seasons. I've never seen, you know, you could go top 15, and number 15 would be maybe Ryan Tannehill or Matt Ryan or something like that. And so we're in a time in NFL history that is an absolute golden age for quarterbacks. And so I look at it and I basically say, you know, there's a bunch of good new young guys coming, including Mac Jones. Look, after the game on Sunday night, before they flew back to Dallas, I got Dak Prescott. And one of the things we finished talking, and I just said, hey, what do you think of Mac Jones? How much did you get to see and everything? And I had said to him that, you know, one of the things that really kind of impressed me when I watched this game is Mac Jones took maybe 4 big hits in this game, hurtful hits. And he also managed to throw that long touchdown pass to Kendrick Bourne right after he got the pick 6 by Trevon Diggs. And I just said, what did you think of what you saw of Mac Jones? And he goes, those two things are the most important things in the development of any NFL quarterback, anyone. And he goes, I like Mac Jones a lot. I like what I've seen. I think he's going to be good. And look, in a time like that, Dak Prescott is probably going to throw a bouquet anyway. But I thought it was significant that he said that those two things in a quarterback are what you really, really need to see. And you saw evidence of both of them with Mac Jones, the ability to take a hit and to keep making plays and the ability to come back from adversity.
Peter King joining us on the Harbor One Hotline, Peter_King on Twitter. Thank you, Peter. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks a bunch.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You clicked off there for a second. But were you asking about Jones's development?
No, actually, we were letting it go because we're heading to the top of the hour because we are because Peter, as you can imagine, we're loaded with Red Sox fans who are determining whether Eddie Rodriguez did anything wrong last night in taunting Carlos Correa. It's right up your alley.
Hey, listen, bring back Kike. That's all I can say. Sign him long term.
There you go. Peter, thank you, friend. We appreciate it. There goes Peter King of NBC Sports with us on the Harbor One Hotline. We're going to get right back to you talking about the Red Sox. Is it showmanship? Is it taunting? Did Cora overreact? Or is this exactly what baseball needs? Into hour two next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.